Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It is the fourth day of May. We have got coming up top of the hour the latest They Got Next. You're going to hear from 13-year-old Dean Winchester.
Can't wait.
And going to talk to his mother first. Going to talk to lovely Brandy. But we have turned things over to Noel's World. Now, I apparently there was some music. I could not hear it, though, so forgive me. But
oh, I could hear it. That was great.
That was okay.
Well, now, what was that?
My jack must be busted or something. But Noel, good morning.
Good morning.
The floor is yours. What was it that we were listening to?
We were listening to the theme song to X-Men 97. So we're going to get a little pop culture-y today. Now, Greg already kicked us off with May the 4th be with you.
I can hear you now. There was a technical issue on my
Okay. There we go.
So forgive me. Go ahead.
Okay, so we were listening to the theme song to X-Men 97.
Okay.
So we're going to get a little pop culture-y today. Okay. You've already kicked us off with May the 4th Be With You.
All right.
I have on my Star Wars shirt.
Look at you.
Or do not. There is no try. Shout out to Yoda.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Wow.
That's right. All right.
Yeah. I know Bo Johnson got one on somewhere,
too. But you got to do the voice.
I'm not great at impressions.
That's
unless
okay.
I'm singing. Do or do not. There is no try. That's the best shot I got.
That's not like Tina Turner was in Star Wars.
That don't count. That's the best I got. That's the best I got for that.
Anyway, it's your segment.
So from one super passionate fandom to the next.
Yes.
X-Men has not rebooted, but restarted. It has picked up from where it left off. From its original endpoint in 1997, and it has dialed up everything. It's dialed up the art. It's dialed up the drama. It has dialed up the action. It has dialed up the misery it is to be a mutant in that world. And it has been amazing to watch.
I wasn't sure where she was going. I did see what's the name with the knuckles.
And Wolverine.
Yeah.
See, that's he's also back. one of the best pieces. He's back, but he's
right.
Not a focal point. Because we've been Wolverine heavy in pop culture for 20 years now.
Yep.
So we're dialing Logan back a bit. And we're letting some of these other characters breathe.
Like
Jubilation Lee.
Who's that?
So there's a character named Jubilee. Full name, Jubilation Lee.
Is that Halle Berry?
No. She was Storm.
Okay. I remember Halle Berry was a mutant.
Yeah, Halle Berry was Storm, so Storm controls all the elements. So Storm would be able to stop the rain right now.
Whoa.
Hang on a second. Got to say that phrase again out loud. Halle Berry was a mutant.
Halle Berry was a mutant.
Okay, go ahead.
And people were not happy about it, actually.
Really?
Ooh.
They wanted Angela Bassett.
Ooh.
We wanted Angela Bassett.
Who's coming to town soon? She's commencement speaker at Spelman.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. What was wrong with the casting for you? So you would rather have had Angela Bassett than Halle Berry?
Yes. Storm is supposed to be this regal kind of woman that just shows up and shut it all down and sets the course back right. And Halle didn't really... didn't really give what we were hoping to get.
We don't like that B&B crime, you know. She got the part, so, you know.
Hey, you know, hey, look, there are things I love seeing Halle Berry. Look, when she put on her crisis wig and we looking for a child, and when we doing something like The Call, A1, sign me up every time. I'm going to watch Halle do it.
She's one of these people who this happens to. Because I was thinking when she was saying that, this is the second movie I know of that Halle Berry catches it. She catches shrapnel from. Yeah. Baps was the other one.
Why do people hate Baps? I love Baps.
No, I'm just saying, you heard that she caught a lot of stuff for that one.
Did she do that before or after the Oscar?
That was before the Oscar.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, it was like 96, 97. I absolutely love Babs.
But she, you know, she caught some stuff for that. So it's went, and I'll tell you another one. Charlize Theron, when she got her Academy Award, was it Monster?
Oh, Monster, yeah.
And she did not look Charlize Theron-like.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, and Halle Berry did the same thing when she got her. They dumbed down, if you will. I'm just using a phrase. Their looks, their good looks.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was the thing in the late 2000s to get an Oscar.
You had to show your act. You have to show that you're just an act. You're an actress or an actor, period.
Right.
As opposed to just somebody who looks good.
Well, and that was a part of that method acting thing that really got really popular at that time. Like, you really had to lean into whatever the role was.
Well, you can be a method actor and you can also do different levels, but you don't necessarily have to get in a character and stay there. But some do that. Daniel Day-Lewis was those guys. He would drive people crazy. He would stay in character. The whole time. John Hamm's another one of those guys. But anyway, I'm sorry, Noelle. Go ahead. I did that. She got me starting my acting over here. I can hear her now. I'm happy to hear. I got a sense working that wasn't a minute ago.
So, yes, we have, like, for people that don't really watch a lot of animated series, that may seem like it may feel like it's for children. This is not. We are no longer stuck on cable television. It's a Disney Plus property now, so it doesn't go too far, but we actually get to, like, kill things and see blood. Before, they went with storylines that had a bunch of robots and things because they couldn't show people dying for kids. So we get to skip that part, actually see real death. We get to see a lot of character development. You have a lot of interpersonal relationships going on, people having babies with people they didn't think
Disney's
was
the place to have that happen at. You know, you got to remember, they killed Bambi's mama.
They did.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, if we dig through a lot of them Disney stories, we're gonna find some casualties up in there to push the heroes to plot along. Shout out to Mufasa.
They killed James Earl Jones. Go ahead. But then they brought him back, though.
Yeah.
In spirit.
Yeah, in spirit. Literally in spirit. He lives in me. Anyway.
And you're done.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a good one.
Whoa.
Where has that been?
This is like a trip to the other side right now this morning with Beanie Food Friend. You know what I mean?
You had to dial it up.
You dial it up, Knight. Okay.
No, I've got the range. Go ahead, Noelle.
Perfect day for it.
What did you do this morning?
Oh, dear.
Oh, see, you even spoke backwards and everything. So I was trying to see if I caught you off guard. Good job. Excellent. But, yeah, there's all the drama you want to see from, like, a reality TV show or a Sandra Rhimes show. Mm-hmm. It has all that type of drama you want. We got people wanting to be with people they can't be, people being with people they didn't know they was with. We got babies that have to travel into the future to be saved. Them same babies come back as adults to save them. It's a whole lot going on top of a bunch of powers being used, a bunch of allegories being used. We got kids that's trying to hide being mutants because they don't want to tell their rich parents and deal with. It's a lot of real world things framed in cartoon structure that are not both sidesy. They don't pull punches with whatever the message is that they're trying to deliver. And if you want to see, like, happy characters, like, you know, go on picnics and bike rides and progress in their lives and careers and things, don't watch the show. This ain't that show.
Okay.
This show is full of destruction and genocide and
you've looked at the clock though, right, this morning?
Yes.
Okay, watch what you we gotta watch what you're saying.
It's a cartoon show.
I know that, but you also said this cartoon is not for everybody. I'm just saying, I always kinda, this is me. This is me. Because see, if I don't look at the clock, I'll forget that we're on a morning show. And so that's just me. I get a little nervous, but go ahead.
Well, that's the beauty about animated productions to me, is you kind of get to pick and choose whatever it is you want to focus on or how you want to apply it, right? Like, even from live action, the way that the stories are told can kind of give a little more, like, depth to the author idea, if you will. Like, you get to put your own projection and idea towards it and go with that. So you can kind of see it however you want to see it. I know how some people see it. I know how other people see it. But we are 2 episodes away from the season finale. There has been so much destruction already that I am excited / horrified about what I am going to see in these past 2 episodes. And we have to figure out why the creator was let go and when we're going to rehire him back, because this show is amazing and y'all don't need to mess with it. So whatever happened, sweep it, get him back in here. Let's get to season 2, because this might revitalize the whole Marvel structure of superhero films and all of that, because it's lost some of its luster. It's got a little boring and maybe a little oversaturated, but this is hitting a lot of the right notes, and I'm seeing a lot of people have similar notes. It's hitting a lot of the right notes right now.
All right.
X-Men 97, people.
All right.
Okay.
Xavier lives.
No, not what she speaks of, but it sounds good.
Magneto was right. And a whole bunch of other stuff.
All right. Listen, just...
Some things you expect when you come in here on a weekend morning, and some things you just don't expect to hear.
She is just a ray of light. And I'll tell you who you remind me of, especially that, because here's the thing. We both have rabbit holes we go down, and for different reasons.
Yep.
And you start, it's just funny, because you get on this roll verbally, and sometimes there are words, and sometimes there's not. But I knew exactly where you are.
Yeah, I gotta pull it out the sky.
There was a comedian years and years ago named Norm Crosby, and he made his living on dissecting sentences. And he'd say them. It was like somewhere between Norm Crosby and Yogi Berra and your Yogiisms.
Okay.
You have Noel. Okay. She has Noelisms.
Yes, she does.
So we'll just leave it at that. And it's nothing but love.
I love it. I'm here for it.
The people love you, though.
I have more for you tomorrow. I've been getting reacquainted with some things. X-Men is one, and I'll have another for you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.